Yeah, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about those little pieces of aluminum, those pop tabs right on the top of those aluminum cans of pop and beer that we enjoy so much. They're just throwaway items for some folks, but they shouldn't be. They're good for things. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Tim Cappell joins us this morning. Tim is the Assistant Chief of the Atlantic Fire Department. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Little thing like that, you wouldn't think much about it, but they do have a purpose.
No, and it doesn't take long for them to add up either.
No, not really at all. You guys collect them all the time, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, you've got a little event coming up on Friday, September the 2nd, where you're going to be out in front of the Atlantic Rock Island Railroad Depot down in the base of downtown Atlantic collecting these items. You hope to get a lot of them, I suppose.
Yeah, actually, we're going to get our final collection hopefully that night in front of the depot from 5 to 7. We'll have all that we've collected so far this year. We've got 4 or 5 barrels completely full, and so that way everybody can kind of see what we actually take in for ourselves every year. But we're also going to do our final collections that night so we can give away our plaques this year for our different organizations.
You actually collect all year long?
Correct.
I know you've got a big tub down there at the store.
Yep, actually, as soon as we get back from convention, it starts all over for next year.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Actually, we started back in 2006, back when we had convention here in Atlantic.
And it went over pretty well?
Actually, yep, we collected 465 pounds that year, and then after that, we just decided we wanted to try to double it every year, and we came close.
How? So what'd you have last year, then?
Last year, we collected 1,663 pounds.
How many...
Well, picture.
How many tabs is that? Seriously.
There's approximately 1,700 tabs in a pound.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
1,700, and it was how many pounds?
1,663.
I quit.
I'm not very good at math.
I quit. I'm not doing that. Get the calculator.
Picture 13 30-gallon trash cans completely full of tabs.
No kidding. So, wow. That's a lot of stuff. But you know what? As much as that sounds like, it's really not even scratching the surface.
No, it's not. But it goes to a good cause, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the kids.
What is the cause? What is the help?
Actually, we take these in, and we turn them into the Shrine over in Des Moines, and they turn them in for premium scrap metal price, and it goes towards the Shrine Hospital burn unit. And it helps offset the medical costs for the kids that have been affected by burns and other illnesses.
I know I've talked to the Shriners, too, locally about some of the projects they've done. They do local projects to try to raise money. There are regional projects they do to try to raise money as well. It just takes a lot of money to continue to operate something like that.
Correct. And this is something that it doesn't cost anything to run, doesn't cost anything to do. All we got to do is have a couple barrels around town and collect them. It's easy to pop off that pop tab or beverage tab. The same tabs that come on your Spam cans, your baby food cans, they all come with tabs anymore, and they all work. So if it's made out of aluminum, it'll work.
So we're not just talking about pop cans and stuff.
No.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that. So it can be any kind of those aluminum tabs that you, whether they pull off or you have to wiggle them a little to get them off.
Exactly. As long as it's made of aluminum and not steel, then we'll take them in.
Is it just kind of teaching people to learn a new lesson before you throw that can in the tub there? You just wiggle that thing off and drop it in a little container?
Most people would say it's a bad habit, but to me it's a good habit.
You know, a lot of people fiddle around with them anyway while they're drinking pop cans.
Absolutely. You know, somebody's got to turn them right or turn them left. Somebody's got to pull them off.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Nope.
I mean, you don't lose your nickel when you take it back without the tab.
Correct. It doesn't affect the can redemption at all, and that way we aren't taking away from the JCs or the 4th of July. We're just taking that little piece of tab.
Right. Who's best at collecting these things in town? Who have you had the best luck with over the years, do you know?
Actually, everybody's just been good. They just come in. We'll have people bring in just a little butter dish, or some people bring in a gallon baggie. We have a few of the taverns in town. The Elbow Room has done awesome.
Oh, I bet.
she brings in a couple casefuls every year, and she's pretty religious. The Eagles Lounge is really good. And we're starting to get some of the other local taverns. It's just getting everybody in the habit of doing it. And we understand, you know, people get busy, but when it's downtime, you know, more than one, you know, here and there, it all adds up.
Oh, it's pretty amazing how, when you stop and think about how much soda pop and other things that come in those containers too. It's not just pop and beer.
Right.
There are other types of containers also, as you mentioned, but other types of drinks and things too. Some of the other stuff that folks enjoy, if it comes in those types of cans, it's aluminum. You can pop that tab off. You take it.
Absolutely.
I know you collect them all year long at the store. You've got a couple other locations around town too.
Actually, Myron Gross, he collects them all year. Okay. There's a few businesses in town. We're putting out some plaques this year. We have three different categories. We got first category is a bar/tavern. Second one is family/organization. And the third one's businesses. And I know I'm not going to get them all, but I know Dusty's down in Griswold has one. The Griswold Golf Course does. Rumors Lounge, Elbow Room. Designer Portraits by Ann, she's got one up there. Atlantic Nursing Rehab, they have some containers. I know Molly Engine Components has some containers. They're just kind of all over. If you talk to somebody, somebody's got to have one at work, hopefully. Otherwise, I know you can drop them off at any of those places.
Okay. And I know you've got the competition locally for folks to kind of see who's best at collecting them for you. But then don't you guys kind of compete with other fire departments when you go to convention?
Correct. Actually, once we get all ours collected here in September, we'll take off on the 6th, and we'll head to the Iowa Firemen's Convention, which is a half-week-long ordeal for us. And on Friday night up there, we actually compete against the rest of the fire departments from across the state, and we bring all those in to bring them back to the Shrine.
Okay, so I know we're a little early talking about this yet for the event on September 2nd, but we want to just remind you that it's coming up. We'll tell you more about it when we get closer, but for right now, just a reminder to keep doing it. Keep getting those things. Keep compiling them. Now, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right here, too, but what in the world is the Cantabulance?
Actually, the Cantabulance is out at Fredrickson Recycling. We saw that they had an ambulance come in, and somebody brought it in, and he was going to turn around and resell it, and we talked to Jim out there, and through a little sweet talking and a little bit of fun information, we told him what we had planned for it, and we wanted a walking billboard for these can tabs, something we could take to the parades and something that we can take to convention, and so we could collect more tabs. And so we worked with Jim out there at Fredrickson's and got this taken care of and got some stickers one night from J&J Custom Graphic Design. And next thing you know, we got a big green and white ambulance that we've been taking to parades, and it's got a list of all the amounts, the pounds we've collected over the years. It's just a way for us to get more signage out there, and thanks to a lot of local businesses and organizations, we got the money to pay for it, and now we just got a nice walk-in billboard to keep collecting can tabs.
Yeah, keep the word out there.
Absolutely.
Keep reminding folks all the time. And, you know, quite frankly, Tim, the community's been pretty supportive, and it's not just this community. Every community, for the most part, pretty
correct,
supportive of their local fire department, no matter what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And you guys have had a lot of success with the community over the years, too, when you've had to raise some funds to buy some equipment.
You can't do it alone.
No. Fundraisers go over pretty well for stuff like that. So, again, if you haven't seen the Cantabulance, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, make sure you stop one out and take a look at that. They'll have it there. That's, again, Friday, September 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's in front of the Rock Island Depot there in downtown Atlantic. Now, if you can't make it then, they can always stop by one of those locations beforehand.
Actually, yes. If you can't make it down there, drop them off, and especially if you want to run for the plaques or something, bring them in, drop them off at one of those local places, or bring them down to Capel's and drop them off and say it's from such and such, and they'll make sure we get them, and we'll get you recognized for what you do.
So you did 1,663 pounds last year. Are you
That's from the state.
Total. Okay. Are they going to double that this year?
From what I've heard so far, we're going to come close.
Really?
So I know Atlantic collected, I believe it was like 460 pounds last year locally.
Wow.
And from the way it looks, we're already well over that area.
Boy, that is an awful lot, though. That's a lot of work. So very good. Well, I hope folks continue to keep working those pop tabs and get those things taken care of and then drop them off, too, so they can do somebody else some good.
Absolutely.
Might as well do some good with them. Tim, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.